Share my screen. So hello, welcome to the October 3rd meeting of the 5G use case team. I've created a page for today's meeting and I'll upload the recording here. I was only just gathering people here. Okay. All right, and there's somebody 4610714838. All right. So Vimal, what should I add to the agenda? Do you want, these are just things from last week's agenda, so
I just want to make sure that we don't miss on the M1 date. So are there any outstanding issue to complete M1 date, which is on the October 10th? And that's
next week. Highest priority. Okay. Yeah. So I think the main thing, right, is that we want our use cases to have a engagement with the PTLs so they know what to expect, and I think we should, at M1, we're supposed to have acceptance, right, by the PTLs, is that right? Let me see. That's what we need to, whoops. What should have happened by now? Use case platform requirements should be discussed with the different projects. So people have been doing the, do I have the release 6 page up? Not yet, or I did. So I think this page should be filled up, but I think everybody's filled this out already. This is the Frankfurt release 6 page, which hopefully this is all accurate and everybody's filled this out. Which we went through one of these times. We already went through that. Last date, notes to participate, project proposal clues. I think we're good there. And then M1 is planning. So the planning process is complete. All project deliverables are defined, including functional architecture scope and dependencies. The integration team is defined with all vendor equipment lists. And then release test cases are defined. Documentation and training teams have defined their plans. Packaging installation strategies defined. Initial impacts to the VNF requirements. Epics are defined. And passing on to the M1 milestones, all approved projects have filled out the release planning template, which is this thing. And deliverables for planning milestone checklist template, which is here. So maybe let me copy this stuff here into this page here. Oh, I already did that. Okay, so release planning page, and then testing. So the main thing is testing is well defined. I think commitments from the PTLs, I've been contacted and got our commitment. The release planning page. Is done. Any modeling work you have should have informed the modeling team. But also this thing here, the deliverables. What do they call this? Deliverables for planning. Deliverables for planning milestone checklist template. should be done, which is in this page here. And let's take a look at that checklist real quick. What do we need to do here? So has the team created the docs folder and development and release notes documentation in the read docs? Has the security vulnerability table been filled out? Are known vulnerabilities identified? Are the product backlogs entered in the Jira and the backlog stories entered in Jira? And has the project team ready to submit the top stories and to create sprints, release planning template, which again is this thing, which I think we're good there. Integration and testing, has the integration team identified the vendor equipment lists? And is the project development team committed to unit tests? And project team put in place and identified? Continuous system integration testing, test cases identified. So a lot of the test stuff and development teams. So those are the next steps. And I see that some other people joined here. Oops. Okay. All right. So I think I've looked through a lot of our pages recently because of the use case realization call that I had yesterday. We probably have the most work to do on testing, I feel. Most of the pages are pretty good at least identifying at a high level what PTL, what component impacts there are. Maybe you haven't engaged all the PTLs you need to yet. And so what are the main areas in the test pages? Development, integration testing, security documentation. So let's see if I can tab. I think I can tab over. So there's documentation, read the docs. There's testing, integration. Was release planning, was the doc security, product management, that was product management. Vulnerabilities. Release management, okay. Integration, testing, development, okay. So those are the main things that we gotta do. And I feel we're good with this release page thing. So that's this thing here, which is the same thing as this thing up here. What's product management? Oh, okay. So this is all about creating your backlog epics in Jira. Backlog epics, okay. That I feel not all teams have done yet. Many think there's a good start on many of these, but I think they're not all of them are done yet. We have a week to do this. This is due next week, right? So, security vulnerabilities, testing integration. All right, are there any questions on this? We'll stop here for a second.
So what do we have to do for security vulnerability and documentation for next week? Jira, I think we can come back and go and see which one is missing.
So let's see, add a link to your project documentation and the read the docs. The documentation team is using read the docs or documentation user-facing documentation. The read the docs should be considered as a starting point for someone new within ONAP. And so I think if you have a read the docs input or impact, we probably need to update this.
What we did for Dublin / El Alto should be pretty, because in most cases it's the evolution and not brand new. There are only few brand new.
Yeah, that's true. So there are 4 or 5 new brand new use cases though. We probably need to. Let me see. Now, this is kind of Dublin release notes. Okay, I'm not sure where exactly we need to add stuff to. Let me see. Setting up project repositories. Components and functionality. Okay, so maybe here. Developer guides, user guides. Maybe in here, let's see, user, use case, user interface. Homes, data management. So maybe in here, yeah, go ahead.
We need to add somewhere in the use cases, right? Not in the components.
Yeah.
Where all the use cases are listed, just a single let me also.
Right. Do you know where that is?
Let me search that in parallel. A few weeks back, I had found all the use cases at one page.
You did? Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. Let me do that in parallel.
Okay. So anyway, yeah, if you know where, I'm not really seeing a use cases group of use case descriptions here. These are all the components, right? Controller, DCAE, data router. This is DMAP, right? DMAP, yeah, this is DMAP. Integration logging, microservice bus modeling, MSB modeling, multi-vim music, OM. Policy. Now, these are all just the basic SDC. These are all just the basic components. Okay. So anyway, I don't know of them all. There, I guess there's something in read the docs we should probably add to. It's not clear to me where either that should be, but we need to look at that some more maybe. For security, you said, right? Let's see. So security vulnerability table been filled out. Table and affected security vulnerabilities wiki space corresponds to the latest Nexus IQ scan. Jira tickets for known vulnerabilities. Has the project committed to the release CIA badging level?
But those should be by the project.
I just pasted that link.
Oh, great. Okay.
Can you have a look?
Yeah, sure. Great. Thanks. Let me see. Okay, is it here?
Yeah. Verified use cases.
Okay, great. Let me copy this into here. So read the docs there.
So that's the Dublin link. So for this next release, I don't know, do we have a new link there? Yeah, that's for Dublin, what I sent you.
Interesting. So let me see where does this page link to? Let me see. Boy. Do you know where this links to or port issue? page, site.
Site, and I think user guides.
It's in user guides?
Yeah.
It's in user guides. Yeah. And then, it's in user guides. Yeah.
I'm getting at. User guides.
Yeah, so you go to user guides and then you have verified use cases there. Like if you go to that site.
Okay, let me see use guides. There we go. Okay, good. I see it. Yeah. Okay, yep. Use cases. Good. Okay, so it's in user guides. Let's see. Oops. Read the docs at. This is the top page, yeah. This is the top page here. And then navigate to user guides. And then verified use cases, I think. Good, thank you. User guides, yeah. Verified use cases. Okay, good. So Vimal, I guess somewhere in here we have to update stuff maybe, or especially the new use cases. So people working new use cases like around RNAP harmonization, the NRM. If you have new use cases, you probably need to make a new page. Let me see what this. Okay.
So what is this for?
Sorry, Marge, you joined late. So basically the we're discussing M1 deadline deliverables, what we need to do to reach M1. And I was just going over all the things that, to recap, I guess, for people too, going over the things that we need to do to reach M1 next week, next Thursday. and basically, you have to have your integration end-to-end test cases somewhere, PTL commitment, that you filled out the release, this release page, which I think everybody has done, and then gone through this checklist, of which now we're talking about this, right? The read the docs are updated, security vulnerabilities and so forth.
So where are we supposed to add an extra page? That's what I'm trying to understand.
Oh, and this link, let me publish this. I'll put it in the chat. Published, okay. So let me put this in the chat so people can access this as I'm talking. Everyone. Okay, so if you go to this page I just put in the chat, you can kind of follow along. And one of the things that we need to do is basically make sure this checklist is done. And these are the major things in the checklist, right? The read the doc stuff is updated, that your security vulnerabilities are identified, that product management, in other words, your Jira backlog epics have Jira tickets, that the release management page is filled out, and that your testing integration test plans and stuff are in place. and then tests are identified, and then your development team details are there. So if you go to actually I can just delete this, I think. Let me just say use case page. Directly is for Dublin, at least, was here. I don't know if they'll make a new one for Frankfurt. I assume so. But anyway, if you go to the Read the Docs link here, you can then navigate to this user guides thing. And then from there, the verified use cases, which has all the use cases. So I assume for Frankfurt, there'll be a new page, I guess. And let's see. Yeah. But in any case, so the new use cases that we have coming in are 6. Again, there's not too many of them, but there's a few of them. Probably need a new base page, I would say.
But have they started the Frankfurt page? I think if they don't have the main page, where do we insert that? That's the problem.
Yeah. Although this doesn't say Dublin per se, does it? I mean, it mentions Dublin here, but...
Certainly inferred that it's Dublin because it talks about Dublin release integration testing status. If I went to this page, I wouldn't think that this was anything...
related to Frankfurt? Than,
no, I was surely would
don't
not.
Don't think for El Alto either. So, but
yeah. Yeah.
The version is the latest here. If you see that, you know, left side, you can select a version, right? And you, it's stated as the latest.
Here? The V latest?
Yeah, V latest. Yeah. So.
Okay, so there's no. So this is just latest. There's. After El Alto is latest, I see. So if we go to like Dublin, does it change this page? Let me see. Oh, yeah, okay. This is the page that you found earlier, right?
Yes, right.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So this is the page that we should be working off of, and maybe this needs whoever is the master of this probably needs to update this as well. So let's look at our 5G use cases real quick. Let's see. So the service modeling is a new, runtime DB is new, licensing management is new.
Slicing is new because we only do modeling, so there wasn't any documentation.
Okay, slicing is new. So we have 6 new use cases. That's a lot. Let me see. Yeah, so we have NetConf. And this should probably be renamed PNF support. Right. And Marge's PM. The PM metadata stuff isn't here either, so we should probably add that in there. So yeah.
Wait. So some of this stuff, the changes are really not big. There's a tremendous amount of overhead with creating all these pages. Can we look at what one of these pages look like? Because I don't understand why, like, the PM dictionary can't be under, you know, the
something
whole
else.
Overall bulk PM.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's not create work that doesn't need to be done. I mean, if there's something there that we, because all that I'm changing there in the PM dictionary stuff is really the format, and so it's really documentation. That's it. It's nothing else. So I'm just concerned about I'm going to have more overhead than it is to do the work.
Yeah. So that's a good point. So maybe this should be just renamed performance management support, right? And then we can put bulk PM and other PM stuff
whatever things
together.
We need to,
yeah.
Well, I don't even know when you click on this, what happens? I mean,
the description of bulk PM, test cases and status notice. So there's a little, looks like there's a template description, how to use test status and plans, known issues and resolutions. I haven't worked with this very closely, so I'm not sure how to make new pages here. View page, so not like a wiki. I'm very familiar with the wikis. I'm not so familiar with the read the doc stuff.
This might be a little difficult to do by early next week because we don't even know what we have to do.
Yeah.
I know. I think that is just not manageable.
So is there anybody really familiar with making or editing these read the doc pages?
Don't you actually have to update one of the Git repositories to change this documentation?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we do in other projects like OM. We change it into the...
I think I did that once a while ago.
Oh, I did that once. That was a tremendous amount of work.
Yeah, I did that once a while ago. Let's see. I think it was here. It was all these things that I did for requirements.
Yeah, and even what you showed me for that wasn't the way it worked when I had to do it. And it took me like 3 sessions with the guy that owned the Read the Docs to get the stuff in. And I probably changed since I did it. That's scary.
Yeah, Hagoop helped me from... from the Vuna requirements project. Sorry, go
ahead. So I feel that M1 is almost the wrong milestone for this work. This seems more like something you write towards the end of the...
Yeah.
I agree, when you know for sure what you've implemented, because why would you put in the read the docs and until we're sure that all of this, the code's going to get done and everything.
Right. Add a link to your project document. So maybe, Vimal, we should just keep this in mind, and it sounds, I agree with Oscar and, you know, and Marge. I think this is something that isn't vital in M1.
I think I might focus just on Jira, make sure that we have the Jira ticket.
Yeah, right. And the testing stuff, right? So.
So the question still, so Dave sent the email, the Jira ticket will be linked to the requirement summary.
Yeah, he's talking about this. So everybody has opened up requirements tickets, which he gave a deadline for, right? So he was kind of hurting everybody to say, we need all these requirements tickets done. And for our runtime DB one, we had REQ 133, right? And he said something I didn't understand about cloning the Jira. You have to make sure some tick mark is checked. I wasn't sure what he meant there. I sent an email back. I didn't get a response yet, but there's something we didn't do. Yeah.
And he didn't respond back to me either. So then at this point, if we cannot miss deadline, so what? How can we? I don't even know. Someone maybe can help us.
We have an REQ Jira ticket, and that it's on this page. I think what I inferred from his email is I think we filled out something wrong here, but I'm not entirely sure. It wasn't clear from his email what it was that he wanted changed. So we just need to touch base with him again, I think. But the main task that is to create a requirements ticket has been done. So and link to the Frankfurt release requirement page.
So is there any subcase that doesn't have a Jira ticket?
Yeah, that's a good question. So let me see. Let's look real quick. So the end-to-end network slicing does, OFSAN PCI does. Let's see, runtime DB. PNF software upgrade, ORAN standards harmonization, licensing management, bulk PM. PM dictionary for metadata.
So I think everybody, the best I can say, I think we already have Jira ticket for everything.
No, wait. So there's only 7 so far. We're missing 3 of them.
Which one?
Network slicing. Okay, so we're missing 2 of them. One is NRM. This one doesn't have one yet. And the other one, we have 10, right? Service modeling doesn't need one. I don't think. So that's the other one. Because service line is being tracked in the, it's being tracked in a separate page. It's being tracked in the modeling page. So I don't think I need an REQ one. See, so this is one that didn't have one. I don't think I need an REQ one here because it's just all pure modeling work. Okay. So NRM, Yao Guang Wang, I don't think is on the call. I didn't see him on the call.
I think I actually saw that Yara issue when you scrolled on the other page.
Oh yeah, okay, let me look again. Oh wait, you're right. It is here. Okay, yeah, you're right. Okay, so it is here. All right, good. So I missed that. Thank you. Yep, so we're all there, Vimal. I think we're good for all of those. So check. This is done. The Jira Epic backlog. So basically in your page, the next step is to go to the table and I think enter in your Jira tickets, right? So So for example, for a plug and play page. So I think you need things like the actual Jira work that you're planning to do, like that, for example, right? And those, I think that's what this is asking for. That's what this this Jira backlog stuff is asking for. I'm not sure what we do with security vulnerabilities. What do we need to do there, actually? So this is your tickets to remove vulnerabilities, is what this line is. And there's some table you need to fill out for your Nexus IQ scan output, I guess. And I don't know what this is. Let me see.
Isn't it mostly for the PTLs to
do that?
Work is being considered.
You're right. So maybe this is something that just the PTLs need to do for their projects, for the major projects, instead of the use cases. Let's see. Badge program is open source here. You know, and projects. Let's see. Let's show the case for open source. Examples from open source development. Okay. So I think maybe. I think that, Vimal, maybe you want to check or ask on the TSC. I think this is probably something the use cases probably don't need to do. This is probably something done by the PTLs. So I'm on a bunch of project calls every week. I can find out. Or I can just ask the PTLs, I think. Maybe they can help us out here. So probably the two biggest things are make sure you have your Jira is made for your tasks, and your testing. So the testing and integration plans, either your test teams will write those and create separate pages, or you engage the integration project. And then there's two ways to do the Jira backlogs. I like to do them in the actual task. Zoo had a really good, he had a good way to do it also. I liked the way he did it. He set it up with Fipino software upgrade. He just created a totally separate table, which is really clean as well. You can do that as well if you want. So after all, he didn't put any in here, but he made a totally separate table with all of the separate tickets and development tickets and stuff. So that's also really a really nice way to do it too. okay. But I think that's the next thing we need to do by M1. So some projects will have a lot more tickets than others. Some projects will only have a couple. And as you see, PNS software upgrade hit like 15 or 20. And then, so Vimal, maybe you can help us find some contacts or maybe we need to pull in somebody to give us some training on if we're all going to make these read the docs changes eventually. Again, maybe this is an M1 thing, but eventually, right? We need to probably learn more about this. So Hagoop, I know from is good.
Maybe it's possible to assist with Sophie, the documentation PTL or something. Maybe she can also help.
Okay, right. Right. Who is there? What was the name, Borislav?
I think it was Sophie Weiling or something.
Let me see. Sophie, or did I spell that wrong? Do you know the name, the spelling?
Oh, I'm not sure how it's spelled.
You said Sophie, right?
Something like this, yeah. I think it was wrong, yeah.
Let me just see if I can find myself. Okay, found me. Let me see, Sophie. Maybe I need to hit carriage return. Let me see. Document. Maybe it's on this page. Sophia Wallen.
Yeah.
Sophia Wallen, right? This is the person?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. That's good. Thank you. That's a good thought, Borislav. Okay, so I'll take an action item to contact the PTLs for the security vulnerability stuff. I can also ask Linda from, might know as well. Okay. All right. Anything else, Amal, you want to cover on this topic?
So maybe Borislav, I don't see Swami, but during the face-to-face meeting, there were two presentations on slicing. One was from China Mobile, mm-hmm. and one was from this team that Swami presented. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of overlap, but there were some enhancement or some extra work. So the two things that China Mobile had was to create slice across multiple service providers. So that means you want to create a slice. They call it dynamic slice creation that goes across multiple service mm-hmm. providers so that you can use external API to do the part on the service provider one and do your part on service provider two, and then you keep it. That was number one. And second was the slice-aware KPI analytics slice-aware SLA analytic. Mm-hmm. So Swami took an action item to work with China Mobile to create a one use case and present it in the architecture committee. It might be a good idea if we can bring it over here first and then take it to architecture committee. But I want to ask, Boris, do you know if Swami has been having meetings with China Mobile or?
I got one email from him. We will need to synchronize on this. I hope we'll do it in the beginning next. But otherwise, we're here on vacation. So I'll ask him to discuss this in the use case subcommittee. Sorry, in the 5G team use case subcommittee.
So I think at this point, I think it might be best to we keep going where we are going, including everything that we need for M1. And when we have alignment with China Mobile use case, we can bring those additional requirement as necessary.
Yes, that makes sense. I think the synchronization of the two use cases will take some time.
So,
okay, great.
Else?
Yeah, go ahead. You're saying, Vaughn, go ahead.
No, I was asking. So I think what I understood from Borislav was to say, let's keep two use cases going together for a while, then we can merge them as once we have a alignment agreed upon by both parties.
Right.
That's fine.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, agree.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. And I should probably add a row just about the. Let me see if I can find it. About the face to face, right? Antwerp. Face to face. I think I. Oh, shoot! What did I do? I might have accidentally hit something wrong. Okay, so the Antwerp face-to-face was September 26, 27. Let me see, do I have a link to that? Does somebody have a link to that? Let me see, I think it's in here. Here. I know Ala sent an email saying that there was a 3-hour use case meeting. Vimal, I guess you presented there our slides, right?
Maybe I can give a brief summary of what we presented. Sure. Oscar presented 3 use cases. The software upgrade, bulk PM, and NetConf configuration. Oscar, if I missed anything, just let me know. And then Swami presented slicing. And I presented remaining 5G use cases. And there was this one more 5G related use case, it's also from Sana Mobile, which they called it a dynamic slice creation or dynamic slice management.
And this is all on Ala's call, right?
That was on Ala's call. And for Sana Mobile and 5 slicing, there was a consensus that there are too similar and there are too many overlaps. There is no need to have 2 separate use cases. Can we combine them together? Swami took an action item. You took the contact name from Ling Li from Sana Mobile. And so Swami said, I know that he was traveling this week, so he might not have done much. He was in Germany. Swami. That was an action item that we needed to do. And it's getting a little late because I thought M1 is coming so fast. But as Burslav said, we can continue with 2 use cases and combine them as we go forward.
Yeah. Right, because we're well past M0, where that's generally where you kind of present new use cases and stuff. So. But they're not actually presenting a brand new use case. They're just kind of saying, here's also network slicing, right? Or yeah, okay. Good. So let me see if I can find a link to, I thought I had a link to the actual thing here. I can add it later too, I guess. Yeah, I'll just find it. I thought I had a link here, but okay. Were there any other insights or things that people want to share from the face-to-face? Anything we want to discuss?
I think only thing from the use case call, there were 3 hours. We didn't take all 3 hours. It was maybe, and I think our use case took quite a bit of time. Other than that and China Mobile, the only 2 use cases which were new or slightly new over this layer 1 optical service configuration across multiple vendor that Sienna presented with support support from AT&T and Orange. And what was the
I think that's already there, I think.
Yeah, that's right, it's there. But
so yeah.
Yeah.
Right, that's this L0, L1 multi-optical service layer, this thing, right?
Yeah. Oscar, do you remember anything else?
The question, remote the optical service is still part of a 5G use case?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you mention licensing?
Oh, yeah. Licensing was another one that Timo and I forgot the name from Ericsson presented that.
Similarly, yeah.
Again, it's
similarly, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so licensing management is a new use case, and it's going to be modeling and architecture work, as I understand it, in our 6. So there is something interesting there, though, that people should be aware of. So actually, the modeling work here, where did I put the link? Here. So the modeling work just so people know, there's actually two areas. There was some debate in the modeling team this week from Akella. There's actually a use case thing for the actual use case for, you see Simuli and Timo here, for the use case for licensing management. And then there's also a category three thing, which is just documentation for licensing model. So basically, Kevin had developed a licensing management model already, which had been kind of reviewed, but he did that ahead of the use case. So people were arguing, well, you know, can you really do that before the actual
use case? The use case is not prescribing any particular model, and there is a model coming from Etsy for licensing.
Yeah.
I don't know how much Kevin's model aligns with that, but the use case is not as much development work. It's just saying that it's something to consider. And one question he asked was, should that be part of ONAP or should it be outside ONAP? So unless we make even that decision first, we don't know whether
Right. So anyway, I think this is something that's kind of interesting that I thought was interesting debate in the modeling committee this week. I just wanted people to be aware of that. All right. Oops. Okay. Good. Any other feedback from anybody or that attended? Okay. So let's see. So the impacts component page. I think this page is pretty much filled out now. I think people have done a good job with filling out the impacts, and it kind of reflects what we are doing now. The only one that was sort of empty was the NRM page, I think, which. I can ask Yao Guang to fill out. but if you see an error, or if you're working one of these use cases, just make sure that this table is up to date with your impacts, because I know the TSC looks at this, and PTLs also look at this to quickly view and see what they have to pay attention to.
Would you be able to add in like a module, like say runtime config, runtime DB as a column, or we have to be part of the HTML?
So we can add that as a column, but I think we have to. It hasn't been fully accepted yet, right? Stephen said we should. This days run together. Was it this Tuesday? I think he asked this Tuesday. Yeah. So were you there at the call this Tuesday? I said that basically.
No.
Oh, okay. So at the architecture call this Tuesday, a couple days ago, you know, we talked about it very briefly, and I said, you know, I could just kind of recapped, you know, we've been discussing that it should be a, it should be a, common service. And I also said that we wanted this to be a separate component now, and that, what would we need to do that, right? So Stephen said that was okay, and that the architecture subcommittee is the place where that decision is made. Basically, that should it be should it be its own separate component or not? But I kind of left it that we only had a few minutes to talk because they ran out of time. So maybe I think we need to maybe get on the agenda again next week. I'll send an email to Stephen, Joanna, and maybe you can attend as well in March. We can try to finalize on that. But yeah, I think once it's accepted officially at the architecture subcommittee, we can add this as a new column. Maybe also we might also have to present at the TSC. I'm not sure. But we can find out. I'll send an email after this call and see where what we need to do. Let me write that down. So let's see. discuss at the architecture subcommittee October 2. Need a follow up agenda item on the architecture subcommittee meeting. A request for October 9. Okay. I think we're almost out of time. Did anybody else have anything on anything, thoughts on any of the other use cases or anything you want to discuss? Oh, so actually I did also talk to on Monday, Scott Blanford and Kevin Skaggs and Andy Mayer about the use case templates. Is this the, no, I don't think this is the latest one. Let me find it real quick. Let's see. I think it was here. I think I have it here. And this is in our sixth topic. This is in our seventh topic. But basically, Andy Mayer and Scott Blanford had created these templates for use cases, and they're really good. I mean, they're basically describing some more formal fields that could be used to describe your use cases, such as the title, the actors, the description. So these are really good things to list for a use case, I feel, and they help you think more logically and structure in a more structured way about your use case, right? If you list out the flows and what are your preconditions and postconditions and outputs. So this is kind of a classic way to start thinking about a use case, I think. So I said, well, it's a little late for R6, and they agreed. They said that we can start using this for R7. And also, this is still just a proposal. Scott apparently was the person who made this template here. And I said, you know, in this template, I added this page because it was, I added this table because it was, the other one was way out of date. And he said, oh yeah, this hasn't been updated in a while. So Andy was going to meet up with Scott this week to discuss this and try to merge those two things together. And so maybe we can use that by R7. So again, not something vital for R6, but just so everybody knows.
Instead of though, right? Not
correct.
Yet another template
correct.
We have
correct.
To fill out.
Okay. Absolutely, correct. So they'll augment this page with basically merging the key and kind of good stuff from this page, so that we just have one template to fill out, but they'll improve this template basically with some thoughts from this other template is I think the objective. And then of course it shouldn't be a total surprise to us. We're gonna actually we'll probably have a use case realization call on this topic, and maybe we can invite them also here to this call at some point to talk about that new template. And I'll probably also be on Ala's Monday's call as well to discuss this. So I'm giving you way advance notice. Sometime in the next few months, we'll put, you know, probably there'll be some work done on this for a improved R7 template for Guilin. Okay. All right. We've hit the end of our time. So let me update this. And you have this in our chat. I'll upload the recording. I'll upload the recording of this meeting to this page, and it'll be linked off the 5G page. All right. Any final thoughts before we close?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.